Yes. Oh, the fat one, Fat Squirebrook, who lived at the Grange, he used to ride in a milk float. He was a farmer. Farming was his chief delight. And he was very big, and he wore an Inverness coat with a cape, and a little funny hat on his head, rather like Sherlock Holmes. And when he got into the milk float, you could see the springs go down, nearly touch the ground. He was so heavy. And the poor little fat pony, one wondered whether he would ever get to the top of the road. But he always seemed to manage it very well. He was a rascal old gentleman who suffered with gout. And my sister always seemed to be able to soothe him. He seemed to like her somehow. And if she called in, the housekeeper would say, "Oh dear, I have had a job with him today, miss. Perhaps you'll be able to calm him down." And she generally could. I was too young to be drawn into the thing at all, but she could generally manage to calm him down and tell him some funny stories or something, and she certainly would be better tempered when she left.
And he was one of the local characters.
Oh, obviously. Yes, he was a real character. People were frightened of him. There was nothing to be frightened of. Probably if we'd had gout, we should have felt the same as he did. Not allowed to have his beer or anything but baby food, as he called it. And